Mercedes to launch second-generation GLB in December. Mercedes-Benz has unveiled the first official details of the second-generation GLB, set to debut next month with a choice of both combustion and electric powertrains. The German automaker has called the new compact SUV, which will also succeed the EQB, a massive step up over the first-generation GLB, highlighting its enhanced interior. Scheduled to be officially launched on December 8, the revamped Mercedes-Benz GLB is expected to arrive in U.S. showrooms late next year as part of the 2027 lineup. Built on the same MMA modular platform as the latest CLA, it features a similar electronic store cabin layout, highlighted by three dashboard displays collectively known as the MBUX Superscreen, distinct from the hyperscreen found in the pricier EQS and EQE models. The SUV also introduces Mercedes' redesigned steering wheel with traditional rockers and physical buttons, which is first seen in the GLC electric SUV and is set to become standard across future models. Mercedes also claims to have enhanced comfort in the new GLB, providing second-row passengers with extra legroom, headroom, and seats with improved thigh support. Front occupants gain additional headroom as well. Similar to the latest CLA and GLC, it offers an optional panoramic sunroof that can display a pattern of illuminated three-pointed stars. On the outside, the GLB keeps the signature upright profile of the 2019 model but grows slightly in length, height, and width, contributing to its more spacious interior. Autocar reports that the new GLB will feature a more striking front design with updated lighting signatures. This redesign is enabled by the move to Mercedes-Benz's latest modular architecture, MMA, making the GLB the fourth model to utilize this platform. Starting at approximately £45,000, both versions of the vehicle will carry the GLB nameplate, marking the end of the EQB designation. To broaden its market appeal, the GLB will offer expanded customization options, including an off-road package that echoes the rugged styling of the original 2019 GLB concept. The electric GLB upgrades from the EQB's 400-volt system to a more sophisticated 800-volt architecture, enabling configurations with either a single rear-mounted motor or dual motors for all-wheel drive. Expected power figures range between 230 bhp and 355 bhp. While battery sizes vary from 58 kWh to 85 kWh. Although the GLB will mainly be offered as an electric vehicle, mild hybrid petrol variants will also be available. These models will feature a new electrified 1.5-liter turbocharged four-cylinder engine developed by Horse, a joint venture by Geely and Renault. General, Iveco tests new V2X communication tech on eDaily van.